Pompeii, a prehistoric frozen moment. After my trip up north from Rome to Florence, I followed it up with a sojourn south to Pompeii. A comfortable 3-hour drive took us past Naples to the Pompeii Archaeological Park entrance. In the neighborhood of Naples, Napoli, or Nipolis, Pompeii features amongst the top 5 most visited ancient sites in the world, the other 4 being the Great Wall of China, Zion Terracotta Soldiers, Colosseum, and Forum in Rome. UNESCO inscribed it on the World Heritage Sites list in 1997 as an unparalleled archaeological site that provides a complete and vivid picture of society and daily life of a specific moment almost 2,000 years ago, when Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 CE. A moment that buried Pompeii, a resort town of 2,000, and Herculaneum. It killed over 16,000 people, including the well-heeled vacationers from Greece, the rest of Italy, and beyond. Not unusual for this region. The Italian peninsula is where African and Eurasian tectonic plates meet. That accounts for the region's instability. Earthquakes and volcanic eruptions are common here. But that day, Vesuvius erupted with a force 100,000 times more powerful than the nuclear explosion at Hiroshima. A day trip to Pompeii. It was a hot summer day, the temperature hovering around 35 degrees Celsius. When a fellow traveler complained of the heat, our guide was quick to point out the residents of Pompeii faced 20 times the heat on a fateful day in 1st century CE. The archaeological park entrance from the west takes you to one block of excavated Pompeii. The site seems like an unfinished film set with a garden, pathways, arches, columns, half-built villas, and more. Looking left, you spot the gradual sloped Mount Vesuvius looking harmless and blue through the haze. A poor little rich town. As you progress, the site reveals itself. The excellent workmanship stares you in your face and does not need a preface. Even before your guide starts his commentary, you know you are in a town of men with means. Little wonder, as the locals were cash crop and farm produce traders dealing in olives, fish, giant clams, exotic fruits, sandalwood, spices, and silk. This large excavated township has shops, modest housing, villas, temples, taverns, baths, public latrines, water towers, churches, shrines, eateries, and theaters. To boot, there are many public fountains around this planned settlement. All the stuff that defines a prosperous community. Regular villas here have splendid bronze statues to welcome you. You pass through tiny private gardens that line the frontage. The rooms within sport some stunning floor mosaic. The dilapidated walls display bright-colored murals. And there's a sprinkling of finely carved stone objects all around. The place also has its own share of public eateries. Their gazebos have platforms with sunken bowls for buffets, the prehistoric version of fast food. The spaces for alfresco dining have pizza ovens tucked in corners. And some chimneys to keep the smoke out. It is ironic the town could not keep smoke, ash, debris, poisonous gases, and pumice out when nature delivered them. Frozen in time. The Vesuvius eruption buried Pompeii under 16 feet of ash and debris. While the buildup of the eruption was gradual, the locals ignored it. But after the buildup, when the lava broke free, it hit the town like a tsunami of ash, gases, and more. The molten disaster engulfed the people in whatever position they were in, see video. Decades after it buried them alive, while the ash turned solid, the bodies decomposed and vanished, leaving a hollow of their shape in the solidified earth. One of the excavating archaeologists, Giuseppe Fiorelli, noticed it in the 1880s and struck upon a clever idea to pour plaster into these cavities. In effect, he made plaster casts of the human bodies. These casts have provided a wealth of data about the daily life of the times. It will be accurate to say Fiorelli created the first 3D photograph ever. It amazed me no end to see the everyday objects and the castes of people together. I could visualize them using those objects. Somehow, for the past few decades, the excavated remains of a frozen moment were coming apart for lack of funds and general apathy. But recent news gives me hope. UNESCO and other benefactors provided a large tranche of money to shore up the eroded township. While that may be the case, seismologists are predicting another apocalyptic Vesuvius eruption soon. And this ancient document in brick and mortar will not survive that. So don't miss out. Before it vanishes for good, plan a trip. Need a memory buzz? Pin it.